303, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Wednesday afternoon. Relatively speaking, kind of cool and comfortable, right? 84 degrees, low humidity, not bad at all. Am I in a position to give advice to former President Donald Trump? No. Will that stop me from giving advice to former President Donald Trump? No. I would say to President Trump, unlike apparently many of his senior advisors, you got to kick this crap into gear, dude. Simple as that. You have got to get out. I get it. A million people or a billion people watched you with Elon Musk for 2 hours if they could get in. I tried and was told that it was unavailable. I chatted with a number of people. Said, man, this is so exciting. I'm going to watch President Trump sit down with Elon Musk. Elon Musk is donating $45 million a month. Now, of course, for Elon Musk, $45 million in a month is kind of like you or me splurging on the large size at Wawa for coffee. But nonetheless, he's doing it. So I was excited. I like President Trump. I like Elon Musk. I wanted to hear what President Trump had to say. And frankly, I wanted to hear what Elon Musk had to say. I'm interested in for many reasons, not the least of which is, did you know I own Tesla stock? I found that out yesterday. Sitting down with Carl Carlson, we're going through all the stuff that I do own, I don't own, how we're doing. Can we push up that financial freedom date a little bit? I'd love that. I mean, no offense, I wouldn't be back, but I would love that. So I was excited. I couldn't get in there. Kept saying the space was unavailable. There's no more room, which I say is good because it means that a lot of people were part of it. Fantastic. But we also know there was a lot of that deny service stuff. There's a lot of hacking going on to take X down because they didn't want President Trump to be seen or heard. Okay. But here's what's not happening right about now. I don't see President Trump in the battleground states. I do see our not ready for primetime Vice President Kamala Harris and her stolen valor running mate, Tim Awals. I see them out there. Are their crowds legit or are they astroturfed? You know what? I don't care. Because I don't get reports about President Trump. And you know, because I'm just slightly smarter than the average bear, I'm not looking to places like ABC or CBS or NBC or any of the legacy news media to give me fair and honest coverage, because I know they won't. I'm watching this never-ending love affair for the last 4 weeks with Kamala Harris, the very person that they were saying just 6 weeks ago was the drag on the ticket, blah, 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 blah. Donald Trump has to get out there. The J.D. Vance is a nice guy, and he's got a great story, and I think he really is pretty good, but he's not Donald Trump. So you have a handful of states that Donald Trump needs to be in, because as far as I'm concerned, some old-fashioned campaigning is going to go a long way. I get emails every day. I must get 50 emails a day. I get texts on both of my my cell phone numbers. I get actual snail mail. President Trump, I'm with you. You got my vote. Take that money and go after somebody else. You don't need to remind me what's at stake. I know. I'm there. I'm with you. But you've got to be in places like Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin, apparently. North Carolina, to be sure. Those are the places that President Trump has to be. And no, it's not enough just to have J.D. Vance there. And can I add Virginia to the list? Because we were absolutely positively in play when Joe Biden was at the top of their ticket. Not so much with Kamala Harris. Gang, I get it. You don't like her. I don't like her either. You think that what the Democrats did is a coup. I agree with you. But we see how deep in the pockets of the Democrats, their fellow Democrats are, who inhabit the legacy newsrooms. They're not covering the story. They're not reporting it. They don't care. So it is up to who or whom? Would it be whom? It would be whom. It is up to whom. Well, whatever. Who's responsible there? No question there at all. Who's responsible? President Trump has to get out and do stuff. Jeff, he had a two-hour press conference at Mar-a-Lago. Fantastic. I wish he would have done that as he was traveling in between Pennsylvania and Michigan and shaking hands and kissing babies and reminding people of a lot of things, reminding them of how much better life was when he was president of the United States, because that's missing right about now. We have this fanciful tale coming from the left, and by the left, I mean the candidates and the real reporters and the serious journalists. Well, you know, Kamala Harris is going to do a lot of things when she's elected. Hey, she's in office right now. You know, when I'm president, I'm going to do this and this. Well, now, wait a minute. On the one hand, you're telling us that you worked hand in glove with Joe Biden. The Biden policies are the Harris policies. But now you're telling us you've got other policies and they're not the Biden policies and they're going to be, I'm going to secure the border. What the hell have you been doing for the last 3.5 years? I was never the border czar. Okay, were you the burger czar? You know, where the burgers are. That's the restaurant, the burger czar. What have you done for the last 3.5 years? Because on the one hand, I'm told you haven't done anything. You are not involved in any decisions. And then I'm told that you are involved in all decisions and you might as well be, you know, the co-president of the United States. That's what Joe Biden said he was going to be with Barack Obama. And he was probably dumb enough to believe it. Make no mistake, Barack Obama didn't want Joe Biden anywhere close to him. He didn't even like him. Joe Biden apparently is very upset with Barack Obama and Schmuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi because they all stabbed him in the back repeatedly and kneecapped him and succeeded in this political coup. We've never seen this before. The very people saying we're going to save democracy are undermining democracy. There was a time, believe it or not, where real reporters and serious journalists, regardless of their own personal political persuasion, would have been all over this. This is a huge story. And they just can't be bothered. You know why? Because they're in the tank. They're as far in the tank as humanly possible to get. It means that Team Trump has to motivate millions of people to vote. They don't have to motivate me. I'm there. Every single day, I'm trying to motivate other people. I don't know. I just keep shaking my head. Oh, here's a piece of good news. The World Health Organization, remember them? Who? They were on first base. They've now declared Mpox a global public health emergency. Oh, gosh. Are we about to see a new season of COVID theater emerge just in time for the election? I mean, far be it for me to cast such aspersions, but wouldn't that make it easier if all of a sudden you and I couldn't actually leave our homes? And, you know, all the votes had to be delivered by boxload or truckload to these small, unmarked buildings somewhere in the middle of nowhere in the middle of the night with nobody around. I mean, that would make it a little bit easier for them, right? How difficult do you think it's going to be to reprint all those ballots they had already filled in for Biden, man? That's not an easy thing. It's a heavy lift they've got. Just be aware. Be aware. All right, we got a lot of great people who are joining us today, including Kash Patel. You know Kash Patel. Now, you might have known him because he's actually a spider. He went to the University of Richmond, but you probably know him because of his high-level involvement in the Trump administration. You know him, I hope, because he is now one of the senior staffers over there helping President Trump. But I'm just telling you, President Trump has got to get out there more and more and more and more. I know there was this thought, it seemed to me, it was clear to me, coming out of the convention, man, J.D. Vance was going to be sort of the attack dog, which is what the VP normally does. And that's fine. These are not normal times. You've watched an entire political establishment, millions of people, had their votes thrown in the trash by the Democrats. And they had a candidate selected for them. A candidate, by the way, they never voted for, and they don't actually like. Well, excuse me. They didn't like up until 4 weeks ago when they were told, oh, yeah, you should like her. So we're going to deal with all of that and ask Kash Patel a few questions about that. The new inflation numbers are out. Oh, Jeff, it's a low number. Hey, gang, it's not standing in isolation. That's a monthly number. That's part of the yearly number. And that's part of the same number that you have seen going through the roof during the last 4 years of the Kamala Harris, Joe Biden administration. So please be aware of that. Couple of moments, I have to address a text that came in earlier today. And I will remind you of the Chronic Care of Richmond text line because I will actually address texts such as yours that come in later during the day, like, you know, now. Chronic Care of Richmond text line is always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. There is a text that came in, let's see, like 7 in the morning. But I have to address it because it is, it's painful to read for a couple of different reasons. And I have no doubt that the woman who wrote it down in North Chesterfield is probably a marvelous person who did not think even twice about what she was writing. But what she wrote was so absolutely awful that it has to be addressed. And I will do that. No, I'm not going to mention her name. That would not be fair. Because, again, I would dare say that she's probably a marvelous person. I mean, I'm reading around the rest of the text she sent, which is great. But she uses a term that is just so unbelievably awful that I do feel compelled to chat about it. All right, Chronic Care of Richmond text line available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Here I was talking about X and what's going on over there. If you're not following Jeff Katz's show on X, would you please do me a favor and follow Jeff Katz's show on X, Jeff Katz's show over on X. It is 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 320, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Wednesday afternoon. I'm telling you, today is a really super nice day weather-wise. Right, what are we, 84 degrees? Man, you could almost break out a sweater, right? And the low humidity is really, really making it that much more enjoyable. I tell you all the time about the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Obviously, it is open to you. It is open to everyone, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I thank my friends at Chronic Care of Richmond for doing that. I'm a Chronic Care of Richmond patient, but I am also personal friends with Dr. Snyder and Mrs. Snyder. They're great people. They really are. They're just super-duper people. And they do amazing work, and they sponsor the text line, 833-804-1140, and we thank them for that, and I ask you to participate. I mentioned to you, I'm reading an email that came in 7 hours ago. I'm going to share some of it with you. I am not going to share the woman's name, all right? Dan, tell John. Now, what happens, Germ? Is it that John does not know how to use the text line, or well, whatever it is? It says Dan. Dan works on John's show. Dan, tell John to keep up the good work and keep telling the truth. All right. Well, that sounds like a great line, right? I agree with her. My friend John does an amazing job telling the truth. I'm hoping that my my good friend John is going to cash in and finally, you know, pull the trigger and run for lieutenant governor. We need him. Anyway, Dan, tell John to keep up the good work in telling the truth and not let a handful of libtards get to him. So that's where I stop. I can see the rest of the text, which is actually very nice and is actually on target, if you will. But the woman's use of the term tards just sends me back a couple of steps. Why? Because it is an absolutely awful term. It is an outrageous term. And you know that I'm not woke. I don't do the warm and fuzzy stuff. I defend your right to speak freely, especially when people disagree with me. But I look at that word in any variation of that word. In this case, it's libtards. And I know that some of us on our side think that's a good word, Jeff, man. It tells you exactly what we're dealing with over there. Yeah. I'm going to tell you it says more about you than it says about anybody else. Now, we got to a point, and I know some people sort of laughed at it. You know, people say, oh, the N-word. We don't say the N-word. Okay. And there are many of us who have got, especially kids with disabilities, who look at that and we said, well, we really don't want you using the R word. You know, that used to be the terminology. You're right. It did. It used to be. It's not anymore. I wrote a whole column, an award-winning column, I should note, for the record, over at Style Weekly when I was writing for them, talking about the R word and any variation thereof. So I would say to this woman who is down in North Chesterfield, I appreciate the input. I appreciate many of the things that you said. Because much of what you wrote in that text this morning was wonderful. And because you already have the knowledge, the right view of the world, the understanding of what should happen, shouldn't happen, okay, don't use that word. That's all. Just don't use that word. You can find any number of words. In fact, if you need some other words, send me a note, jeff@thejeffcatshow.com. I will be more than happy to send you a list of words that you could use to make your point without using that word. I know there was one of these chattering heads a couple of years back. Who was the blonde, Jeremy, I'm sorry. Well, you know, Jeremy produces for Sam Newsman on the weekend. Sam, as you may or may not know, the most trusted puppet in media, reporting since Roswell. So I said that. But no, Jeremy, who was that? The blonde lady was an attorney by training, a conservative commentator. I forget her name. But she used to be a regular on the show, and I thought she was pretty good. And she just could not help herself. I don't know if she coined the term libtard or not. But I said, I can't have that. And she, to this day, continues to use it. I've seen it pop up here and there, and it just kills me. It really does. Because I've heard every variation of that word throughout the years. There was a time, the 1950s, 1960s, when my Aunt Ethel was alive. Well, that was the technical term, right? Retarded was the word. And now, I mean, would you use that word if you were talking to me about Julia? Right? Because I couldn't even tell you what Julia's IQ is. I have no idea. If 100 is the, what would be the mean, half above, half below, it would be very, very low. Very low. But I have a feeling that this woman in North Chesterfield wouldn't use that word if she were talking to me about Julia, would she? I would hope not. Would she use it about any human being? I would hope not. If you're a conservative, because she's basing all this in political stuff. So, okay, look, if you're a conservative and you agree with me and you agree with John and all that other good stuff, well, here's what I would say. Stick to the facts. Stick to the issues. You're already on a winning team in terms of ideology. Don't call all the rest of that into question by using such an absolutely awful term. You're better than that. I know you're better than that because I read the rest of your text. All right. That's pretty much my rant for the day. But I did feel that it was necessary to share it. Okay. Old buddy, Reverend Leon Benjamin is going to be joining us at 3:33. We are going to talk a little bit about getting out the vote and what is the black community writ large. If it's even, is it even possible? Can we describe people in that way? I don't know. We're going to let Leon Benjamin tackle that because Donald Trump raised the standard of living for everybody, regardless of your skin color, your gender, your height, your weight, your eye color. Let's see if we're going to turn people out to do that. Remember, Chronic Care of Richmond text line 833-804-1143-328. Jeff Katz. 333. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Oh, a very interesting text. Mike out in Bottoms Bridge. Mike, I'm going to do a couple of things, actually. I'm not going to do it right now. Yes, I will read your text on the air. And then after I read your text on the air, I will tell you that you are dismissed. You don't need to be part of this program anymore. But I'll do that in a couple of moments. We've got some other stuff that we have got to deal with. I am concerned about how the Trump campaign is or is not proceeding. We battle, as we always do, the legacy news media folks. Well, we never get a fair shake. No kidding. You have got to suck it up, Buttercup, and understand that you're never going to get a fair shake from the legacy news media. So get over it. Take a lap, walk it off, rub some dirt in, whatever you got to do, but deal with it. I am concerned about this election. I am concerned about winning this election. And I personally believe to my very core that we need to see President Trump out in these swing states. And he's got to remind people how life was when he was president. And then an economy with that was surging for everyone. Now, we hear talk about special communities, right? Well, how is the Latino community going to vote, Jeff? How about the Asian community? How about the Jewish community? How about the Black community? I don't know that it's possible to do all of that. I mean, we get into the game that they play, which is identity politics, but I got to ask some questions about it, right? And the Reverend Leon Benjamin is joining us, got a little insight on that. Leon, how are you, my friend?
Hello, hello, Jeff. It is good to be back with you and the family here at WRVA. It is, as you know, the pan is getting hotter. As they say, if you can't, stay in the fire in the kitchen, definitely don't get in the frying pan. Well, we are in the frying pan, Jeff.
We are indeed. So, look, I got to ask you, what is going on in terms of mobilizing people to vote for President Trump and reminding people, quite frankly, how life was when he was president? Because I don't think my memory is shoddy. I think it was a heck of a lot better than it is now.
Well, look, as a pastor and a husband and a father, I can tell you life was great when he was in office. Literally, interest rates were down, gas was down, food prices were down, mortgage prices were down, so you could buy a home. All those things were down. Mm-hmm. But now, in the last 3.5 years, it's just been terrible. Everything has skyrocketed. Yeah. And in the Black community, I could just say it because I'm Black sometimes, Jeff. Did you know that? I'm Black. Did you know that? But I got a couple other things inside of me too. But I'm just saying, the Black community has really felt it the most, right? In many areas. I mean, in food prices, in safety, education. I mean, it's just amazing what is going on. So I'm thinking, Jeff, that we are going to have to be able to understand how we get into these communities, minority communities, or whether it be the Asian community, the Jewish community, whatever, exactly what you said. And that's exactly what needs to happen.
Yeah. Well, you know, here we are, Leon. We're what, 90 days or so before the actual election day? I mean, heck, early voting in a lot of places is starting in just a couple of weeks. How do we do it? I mean, I know you're working, you're out there, you're telling people, you're reminding people. Is there something else that needs to happen, say, on the part of President Trump?
Yeah, well, Trump is going to do Trump. And yeah. I think we need to just really relax and just be okay with that. But we as community activists, as a pastor myself and as other talking, I'm reaching out right now. Coalitions, right, can do some things that the Trump campaign may not be able to cover. Like you said, we can't be everywhere at the same time. The That's Trump right. campaign is not omnipresent.
That's right.
But MAGA Black And this is something that's not working or coordinating at all with the Trump campaign. We are a 501c4, by the way, so we can't endorse. We don't endorse candidates. Okay. But we talk about policies. And if you are an organization that can really go out and talk to people like we're doing, we're in the swing states, you know, all the battleground states like Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, Virginia. How about that? Right here in our own backyard.
Absolutely.
It is open up as a battleground state, and we can go in and talk about America first. We can talk about what policies make sense. And on the other side, we can do a comparison and analysis and show right now between Kamala and Trump, one side has all the policies that work and another side has no policies that work. So it's something about what's happening right now. There's a groundswell, and we have gone in and talked to, you know, the average person, whether it be the barbershops or whether it be the churches, whether it be just in the community, and we have seen the trend that blacks don't want high gas prices, high taxes, fentanyl in their streets, illegal immigration. They don't want it. And I don't know if you say the legacy media is saying, yes, they do. And I'm telling you, no, they don't. They don't want it.
Well, Leon, you know, I know that the leftists love the group identity politics and they want us to believe these things. But, of course, black Americans don't want fentanyl in those schools any more than anybody else wants it, right? I mean, there are these issues that are, you've termed your movement MAGA Black, which I think is great. For those of us that are maybe, I don't know, MAGA Jewish or MAGA women or MAGA this. Listen,
that's the fun part. Exactly. That's the fun part, Jeff, because I had a white person say, can I wear your shirt? And I said, heck yeah. MAGA Black is about black, brown, and white unite.
Yeah.
You go to our website, magablack.org, and you can tell, even though we are in the black community, what's been happening on the coalition side is that it doesn't matter what race. There's only one race, really, the human race.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what shade of skin.
That's right.
It doesn't matter. We got a light shade. I call you, Jeff, you're like milk chocolate, okay? I am more like brown chocolate, okay? So it doesn't matter, okay?
Yeah.
And this is what's going on. And so we are really now ramping up to have these conversations about policies in a way that, hey, let Trump be Trump.
Yeah.
But let the people, we the people, be we the people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, Leon, you're spot on. Again, it is about issues. It's about the reality. And there are so many people. There was a poll that came, well, not a poll, study that came out today. 70% of Democrats in America really, honestly, they say, have no idea about Kamala Harris's back, you know, what she's done in the past, what her policies were. And, you know, on the one hand, you have this presentation, oh, my gosh, she and Biden created all of this. Then they want to say at the same time she had no involvement. Look, we've gone through 4 years where the cost of gasoline is through the roof, the cost of milk is through the roof. You cannot look to your son or your daughter and say, well, of course you can someday afford a home in the neighborhood. They can't do it. And we can all look back a few years and remember what it was. And as you point out, this is not about black or white or brown. It is about black and white and brown together. We're all living in the same world. We're all paying the same prices. We're all seeing the same dangers in our community, wherever we happen to be. It doesn't matter what your zip code is, man. You're paying more for gasoline, and your kid cannot buy a house. And we got to be focused.
Exactly. And what I want to encourage people, because they want to volunteer, they want to get on board. Sure, you can join us. Do you have to be black to work with MAGA Black? Of course not.
Right.
Matter of fact, the coalition is getting stronger. Whether you're black, white, brown, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
And what's going on is now we got to teach people. Now, what matters on the ground? Poll workers, poll officers, canvassing, voter registration.
Okay.
We have what is called a citizen observer program. So we got people around the nation that are willing to just show what to do before and during the times of the polls.
Because
that's where the real battle is going to be fought.
Yeah. That's right.
Not in the air.
That's right.
Not in the basement where Kamala is right now with Biden. Yep. It's not going to be fought in the basement.
Yeah.
It's going to be fought at the polls. And so we really got a real strong program that we're excited about over these next. We only have 83 days until election. That's it. 82, really. Today marks 82 days before November 5th. So those who want to get on board with us, please reach out to us. We're excited. And Jeff, you are amazing. You are the real true cat. You're not a copycat, okay? You're the real true cat, okay?
You're a kind man. Now, Leon, don't say anything else that's nice. I'm going to get a big head and it won't work. But give everybody the website because I want them involved. What is your website for the group?
Okay, it's MAGABlack.org. And they can get a shirt, a hat, you know, get some gear.
Okay.
But the more important thing is MAGABlack.org, MAGABlack.org. They can join us and start to know what we need to do 82 days out, what we need to do at the polls, and before the polls. That's the most important thing.
Perfect. All right, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm sure it's okay with you. I'm going to make sure that I share MAGABlack.org on all of my social media, MAGABlack.org. And if you've got a, I like my T-shirts loose, so if you got a double X floating around over there, pop it in the mail, dude, and I'll take
it's
some
yours.
Photos.
It's yours. I'll do better than that. I'll get you a hat too.
All right.
And just tell them that you're milk chocolate and Leon is brown chocolate.
All right, man. I love you, and I appreciate you being here. We're gonna send people to MAGABlack.org. That is the Reverend Leon Benjamin. Now, he's a good guy. I mean, let me tell you something. He's trying to do the right things for the right reasons. That's what you've got to remember why you're in this. 82 days until the election day. But remember, early voting starts in a couple of weeks throughout America. We've got to save a country. I know it's kind of a heavy lift, but if you really give it damn about this, then you're going to step up to the plate and you're going to join us. It is 3:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRV. 3:51, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Chronic Care of Richmond text line 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let me get to a couple of good texts here. Well, they're important texts. Important texts. Hey, Jeff. I have seen that word bandied about on YouTube by folks commenting on conservative-oriented videos. As a stepdad to a special needs girl, I don't like the word being used in any way. We love our girl, and she will always need us in some capacity, so we understand where you are coming from. We love you, Jeff. That's Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. Love you too, Jim and Deb. Jim and Deb are actually two of the finest human beings that you would ever hope to meet. Jim is a luthier. He told me that, and I said, oh, that's wonderful, and then I had to go look it up because I didn't even know what it meant. No, I thought he worked with, like, Lex Luger or something. No, it's got nothing to do with that. He has stringed instruments. That's what he does. Makes them, repairs them. It's just amazing. Wow. Could we get an official Jeff Katz banjo? Well, I'll tell you, Germ, we've got, look, I've got an olive oil at the Olive Oil Tap Room. I've got a milkshake at the River City Diner. I've got a beer over at Dogwood Brewing, and of course the Jeff Katz sandwich at Jake's Place. We've got room for an official Jeff Katz banjo. All right, well, could it be a mandolin? Oh, I love mandolin. Well, we'll see. But Jim and Deb really are amazing people, and I'm always so happy to see a text from them or an email, and they come out for our big politics and pints when we have those. So that's pretty cool. Jeff, please discuss the Cloward-Piven strategy. It'll explain what they're doing to our society and our nation. Absolutely, 804. I've done that before, and I will absolutely do that again. And you're right. I mean, this is like textbook sort of stuff. 757 Smelvis says, Jeff, Trump will be in Asheville, North Carolina today. That is about as deep in enemy territory as he can get. Why do I keep hearing that he isn't out there? Just because they don't cover it doesn't mean it isn't happening. You're right. Now, here's what I'm saying. They are not going to cover it. You're absolutely correct. But I'm also looking at things coming from Team Trump, right? I'm not basing this on some news report from some hack pseudo reporter. I'm looking at it from the actual Trump-Vance campaign, and I can see where people are and what they're doing, and I'm saying Donald Trump, President Trump, needs to be out there more. He's the best. He needs to be in every single solitary battleground state over and over and over and over and over again. And I'm telling you, he's such a gracious man. He's such a nice guy. He's such a funny guy. People interact with him personally, and they go, oh, my God. So that's why I'm saying it's a totally unfair situation, but we have less than 3 months to save a nation, save a culture, save a society. And I'm hoping he'll step up to the plate. So I mentioned to you that Mike in Bottoms Bridge, who, in all candor, in all fairness, texts frequently. I look forward to his texts. However, he sent this note. I'm going to share it with you, and then I will share my response. Jeff, I think that you should drop the political correction and get over it. No one is referring to Julia. The, quote, libtard refers to woke liberals who lack common sense. Mike in Bottoms Bridge, I bet you won't air this text. Well, Mike, you were wrong in a couple of different things there then, weren't you? Of course I aired your text. And I would say to you, if you do not understand why we should not use that term, then I have failed in my mission to educate you. I could try and educate you again and try and share some information, but your position is such that if you believe that that term is vital, you're going to use the word tard, well, then here's what I would say to you. It has been nice knowing you, and you probably should find someplace else in the afternoons to spend your time, because this is not the place for you. If you're trying to be funny, I will tell you you're not, but that's okay. You made the effort. But if you really, to your core, believe that that word is thoroughly appropriate, and I'm the one with the problem, then I would say to you, I appreciate you listening through the years. I wish you well. I hope you have a long, happy, healthy life. But this is not the place for you. Okay? Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., my friend John Reed is going to be here. Now, that is the place for most of us, and I would hope that you will be listening to John first thing tomorrow morning. It is 357, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.